We are on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph up to the second Tosfos. We learned Mashi Izi Chelveis Mocholoch is Muta. That means if a person will sell the Cholof that he's going to be Chelof from his Izim, and there's no definite amount, he's selling it for a cheap price, it's muta. Mashi izi chayuveis mochaloch muta. Hach bereise leikashe lerav, da osa lekamon pardese besoif pirke. Rav asserd a pardes besoif pirke. Now pardese is speaking about as follows. Someone has a pardes, and the pardes at the present time, the peiris are, the anovim are smoda, they're very small. Perhaps in 6 months, they'll become ripe already, the anovim. And he's selling him yayin. But since he's being magdim, all the yayin that will come out of this pardes, but since he's being magdim the mois, so he's charging him a cheap price. So there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, it's also because he's moisel gabei. Now, what is the difference between mashi izi chelveis mocholoch? He's also moisel gabei. He's selling him cholov. He's giving him money before he's going to be chelov the izim. Va'af al pikein. The afal pikein, it is mutter because there's no guarantee how much cholov there's going to be, and whatever it's going to be, he's being mekabelet. So that's not called ribis. It's korev leschar vekorev lehefsid. So lechere here is also the same thing. He's selling him what will come out from this pardes. It could be there'll be a hefset, and so it's also kov l'schar and kov l'hefset. V'afal pikein rav asad. So that's Tosfos kasha. Hach bereise leikasha l'rav, the osa l'kamon pardese b'soif pirke. Emfer Tosfos, the hoche ein regiles l'zalzel b'shvil hamtonas yoim o yemayim. That means like this. He's giving him now the money for the cholov. He's going to get the cholov in a few days. So he's taka charging him a cheaper price. Let us say for practical purposes, the normal price of 10 gallons of milk will be, let's say, $5. That'll be the normal price. So he's charging him $4. He's giving him $4. He's going to give him the milk in 2 days. So there is an afsharus that he's going to get maybe, there was no guarantee, maybe he's going to get $6 worth of milk. So he had a big bargain for the haktamas mois. Lidach gise, since he didn't specify how much milk he has to give him, could be he won't get so much milk. Maybe he'll get $3 worth of milk. So bekitzer, so the hoche ein regiles lezalzel b'shvil hamtonas yoim ayemayim. So even though he's giving him a cheaper price, but this cheaper price is still olol, that could be he'll lose. The one who's giving me the money could lose from this cheaper price. Lekach muta, so that's why it's muta the barais. Shemekabel olov hefsedoscha. So the one who's giving the money, so there's a realization. There might be a hefsed. There might in kach muta shemakabol of hefsed uscha. V'kach yocher lahavsed k'moy lehistaker. That means he can lose money also. Hilkach. So that means there's no guarantee what, how much milk he's going to end up with receiving, even though he was Moisel Gabay, but the Zoyl is not enough to ensure that he's getting Avad HaRebach. Hilkach afila yimtza yois min adomim shenosan lehavi agar nota, it's not called ribis. Aval pardesa osarav, but the case of a pardes, we're speaking about that he came to me, gave him money when the anovim were very small, they were smodav, and he's going to shtel to all the wine that will come out from this, all the wine that will come out from this pardes. The ko'izel gabei tuve. Here he's giving him a very, very cheap price. Shirogel liknois ba'oichu hubaisa. That means he's giving him money. It's not he's being mugged the money for 2 days. It's perhaps a 6 month affair. He's giving him money now when it's baisa. Umishum hakdon mas mois azman abotzer oisel gabei. And he's giving him money, and he's charging him a very cheap price. So the Maram says, a moshul, that means normally the price of the wine that will come out from this kerem is worth $100. He's giving him $10. He's giving him $10 now, and there's a potential to get $100. Could be, there won't be $100, could be there'd be $90, $80. Aber wie nicht wie, he's getting a gewaltige bargain. He's giving him $10 and he's gonna end up either a value of $100 or $80, $70. So that's ribis. That's agarnata. That means because of the akdama samoyes. So therefore, Rav Asert. So that means if you make such a zoil that a filo on the tzad, you will not have a bumper crop. You're still having a tremendous profit. So mamela. So that's agarnata. The av al gav dahosam nami zimnin de isbu utiyua. There's a possibility that there could be a kilkul, the mamish, nothing will grow in the kerem. Kedekama Shmuel, Shmuel is matter because there's a possibility there could be a tiyua. And what is the taicha tiyua? Tiyua means that he's toya, that he'll be mischarat, he ever gave him the money. Kegoin borot, a kerach, a kshomim, or mafsidakil. It could be nothing is going to grow in the kerem. So he's giving him $10 now. If things go normal, he's gonna get wine that's worth $100. If they're not so good, he'll get $90, $80, $70. There's a possibility he might lose his $10. Could be nothing will grow on this kerem because there could be it could be kerach, a borod, a kshomim. Is rav lechayish lohachid leshicho? Yeah, that there is a possibility, but there's no probability that this will happen. It can happen once in 100 years that there could be kerach. But since this is very not probable that this will occur, so Rav says, this is agarnata. He's giving him $10, and most probably he'll get a gewaltig profit for this. So this is agarnata. Mashain came the case, Mashi'izai chulva ismocholoch. So there's, he wasn't moisel gabe too much, and the possibilities that there should be hefsid are equal to the possibilities of revach. So memela, this is, so it's korv leschar lehefsid. Vim toima, fine. Lerav de osar pardese. Rav asar pardese. Why does Rav Asa Pardesa? Because there the tzedim of revach are very big. So mail that's called agranata. The rav da osa pardeise maishna mi mashkante de sure the mashma lekaman de shorye lekulam. Mashkante de sure, we'll see, is a, this was a mashkin that the malve, the loive gave to the malve, and it was written as follows. The shori, there it says it's mutter. The kosvi ochi, it said the agreement by a mashkanta de sura is as follows. The mishlam shanye ilain, that means he's giving him a mashkin, let's say, for 3 years. He lent him money. He's giving him a mashkin for 3 years. Tepik ara do beloy kesef. Then you give me back the mashkin, and you don't have to pay me anything. That means, let's be megashim. He borrowed $50,000 from him, and he gave him a mashkin for 3 years. And the mashkin is, so this kerem is a mashkin. What's with all the peiris that didn't grow from the kerem? That belongs to the malve. After three years, the mashkin goes back. The loive doesn't owe him a penny. Now, but let's understand what happened over here. He lent him $50,000, and the malve was mekabel, this mashkin, to have the payers for 3 years. Now, for these $50,000 that he lent him, the probability that Mistame, from this mashkin for 3 years, will get $100,000, if not more. He's giving him for 3 years. So normally the revach will be $100,000. So he got a mashkin for $50,000. He got a mashkin with for 3 years he can keep the anovim. And Rav said a yesod by a kerem, and if you give a cheap price, and this is a cheaper price because he's magdim mois for 3 years. Most probably, he'll get a tremendous revach. There's a possibility, could be, they'll be borrowed every 3 years and they'll lose his $50,000, but that's very not probable. So most probable it is that he's gonna get a tremendous revach. He lent him $50,000, he's gonna end up in 3 years with $150,000. And there it says it's mutter. According to Rav, why is it mutter? Rav holds that by a kerem, if you're moisel, you make a big, you're giving a cheap price, it's most probable you can get a tremendous revach. And the tzad of tiyua is very rare. So, it's ribbis. That's what Rav said, Pardes is also, emashkanta de sura is mutter. V'yesh loima. So Tosfos answers the shani mashkanta de sura. Shekoine karke me achshav b'mois ushta l'peiriseho iloi ivdenu aloive. So Tosfos says this, talking about this, another mais in gans. He's giving him a mashkin. In other words, he's giving him $50,000 and he's selling him the kerem for 3 years, karke l'peiris. That means it's your kerem for 3 years. So it's finished. He sold him something. It's yeshloi. He's meisel gabei. There's no halvoy in ganzen. That means this is a sale. He's giving him the kerem. The kerem is yours. For 3 years. So he was makna him a kerem for very cheap. There's a tanai, if you give back the $50,000, I'll give you back everything. Fine, okay, that's the tzad. So he has a schus pniyah. He'll give him $50,000. Good. He'll give him back the kerem. He won't take anything. Fine. But on the tzad that he won't give him back the $50,000, so that he is ending up with $150,000, he sold him a kerem that's worth $50,000 for $150,000. It's a mekach or memkach. That Sotosvis says, shekoine karke me'achshav, he's koine the kerem, b'mois ushtar, that means just like you koine to karke is nicknamed b'mois ushtar, he's selling him the kerem for 3 years, l'peiroi sale. Good, that means it's your, just like there's a concept of dekel l'peiris, it's your dekel for all the peiris that will go out, it's your kerem for these 3 years for all the peiris that will come out. Eloi yifdenu aloive. Avol pardese eini zoiche bishum dovo. But by pardes, it's talking about, I'm not selling you my kerem. I have now a pardes. You're giving me money now, $10. You're going to get the wine at the end of when the bishas betzire, which most probably be worth $100. There was no mekach and memka over here. So memela here is a, this is ahavo. They say neizoyche b'shem dova. Vavizuzi halvo gabei adaptzire. So that's called, he's not selling him anything. He's just going to pay him back for the $10 you're giving me now. I'm going to give you $100 worth of wine, $90 worth of wine, $80 worth of wine, whatever it is. So Mamela, that is also. That's one teretz. Va'oid de mashkante de sure, koni loy karke l'chol dovo. He's koina over there, the karke of the kerem for these 3 years, l'chol dovo, afilo l'mishtach bo peri, he can spread out peris over there, lahamid shom behemoysov, for chol tashmis sheyirtze, so it's a mekach and memka, avol bapardese eine moiche elo yayin bulvad. By the pardes, he's only selling him wine, he's not selling him a kerem. Now, I'd just like to elaborate for 2 minutes. Taisvis is saying 2 terutzim on this kashe. The yisod of the terutzim are that mashkanta de sure is a mekach and memka. The first mahalach was he's selling him karka l'peiris. And Taisu said he sold it b'mois ushtar l'peirisel. The second teretz, Taisvis seems to say more or less the same thing. But Taisvis says he got more that he could use this kerem l'mishtach bo peiri, l'hamid shom bei moisev, v'chol tash mishirtze. Taisus was only moisev. He acquired more in this kerem. The first teretz Taisus held is it's only his kerem, the gabi the peiris. The second teretz Taisus says it's his kerem, he could do a lot of things with the karka, v'chol tash mishirtze. But it's a mekach and memka. Now, what is pshat? What is the chilik between these 2 terutzim and Taisvis? Dachsach mir, in Chedushi Rab Ruven, Bamatziya Simen Yutes, he brings down a machloikis, orishainim, what is the taich dekel lepeyas? We have a klal that ein oda moicha, I can't sell you payas tekel. Because the payas aren't mine. I can't sell it to you. But tekel payas I can sell. So what is the concept of tekel payas? So Rabbi Reuven brings down a machlekes harishayim. One mahalach is, I'm selling you the tekel. For what? For the payas. That means, let's say, a tekel has many tashmishim. You can chop down the dekel and use it for wood, you can use it for fuel. Now, dekel also has a shimush that if it's growing, the peiris, if it's your dekel, the peiris that grow out of it will belong to you. Dekel peiris means that for the peiris that will grow out of this dekel, it's your dekel. So doesn't have a problem in other makna dova shaloi beloilum. I'm not selling you the peiris, I'm selling you the dekel. And since the dekel is yours, so the peiris that will grow out of the dekel will belong to you. That is the taich dekel peiris. It is a mechire chaluta on the dekel. That's what mahalach abuvan has. And this was the first mahalach in Taisvis. And therefore, Taisvis said he's selling by Mashkanta the Sura, he's selling the karke ma'achshav b'mois ushtar leperisel. It is yours leperis. That means this Mashkanta the Sura, I'm selling it to you. It's yours for all the peris that will go out from it. It's yours. So there was a mekech and memkeh finished. There's no tzad of ribbits, it's a mekech and memkeh. There's a second mahalach in Rab Reuven. The Rab Reuven wants to say, dekel peris does not mean that I'm selling you the dekel. It doesn't mean that. It means something else. And he explains as follows. If Reuven possesses a dekel, so because of his ownership in the dekel, since this is my dekel, so when the peiris grow, it's my peiris. Because the peiris are coming from my dekel. So I have an automatic bailus in the peiris because it's my dekel. Dekel le peiris means I'm not selling you the dekel. I'm selling you what the peiris will belong to me when they'll come on this world because it's my dekel. So this bailus, which I will acquire when the peiris grow, because it's my dekel, so this schus that I have, I'm giving to you. That means the ownership of the peiris, when the peiris will come about, which belongs to me, because it's my dekel, I'm being maknet to you. But it's only hakno on the peiris. It's not more than that. And before the peiris abol oilam, you don't have anything. According to the first malach, the deal is finished already. I'm selling you the dekel, it's your dekel. And therefore, the peiris that come out of it belong to you. The second mahalach is that the dekel belongs to me. And the bailus, that since I have a bailus and the dekel, the peiris should belong to me. Also belongs to me, but that schus I have in the dekel, that when the peiris come about, they become mine, that schus I'm transferring to you. So, v'kitzo, you get the schus that I have, because the dekel is mine, so I'm being makna you this schus, it's still my dekel, but you get the schus. So when the peiris come about, it becomes your peiris. That is dekel peiris. So bekitzer, it comes out. Your only bailus is only on the peiris, but there's no chesaron min odem makzedov shloi beloilam, because I'm giving you the schus that I have. I have now a schus in this dekel that when the peiris will come out, they'll become mine. I'm transferring this schus to you, and there's no chesaron min odem makzedov shloim. That's the whole din of dekel peiris. If that is the din of dekel peiris, so Tosfos got stuck over here. So what did he get now? He didn't get anything yet. That means if you will say that the lumdus of dekel peiris is that he only gets the schus of the peiris, so fine, he gave him now $50,000. What did he acquire now? Nothing. He'll acquire when the peiris come, he'll get it. But now he just gave him $50,000. He didn't acquire anything. He's going to end up with $150,000. So that's ribbis. That was Tosfos' problem. So Tosfos in the second Torah said, no, we're not speaking about a poshet to decalapeiros. A poshet to decalapeiros, you're right. That wouldn't make it oisalvo. We're speaking about he was makneh him the whole, he was makneh him the whole kerem. He could use it lemishtach bape. He gave him everything. He gave him the gufa kalke. You could use it. You could put kol tashmi. Yeah, I'm giving you everything. If I'm giving you everything, so then it's sicha mecher. So now you acquired the whole kerem. So again, so Bekitza, so Tosfos answered as follows. Mashkante de Sur is speaking about he acquired now this mashkante. It's his. He bought it. So he got a cheap price. He got a cheap price. But he got something now. It was sold now for a cheap price. That has no shaykhus with ribbis. It is no shaykhus with ribbis whatsoever. The case of Pardesa, the Pardes belongs to the loive. I'm going to give you the wine later. What did you acquire now? Nothing. I'm going to give you wine that's worth much more than the money you gave me. That's a shayla of ribbis. So therefore, by Pardesa Rav Asad, by Mashkanta de Sura, it's mutter. That is what Tosfos answered. Va'oid yesh loima. Now, so Tosfos had a problem with Rav. Rav said Pardesa is also, Rav said Pardesa is also, and here we see that if he tells him Ashe Izi Chilveis, Macholoch is Mutter, and here is Meisel, there is Meisel. So Tosfos wants to say a teretz, the Rav le'osa pardesa odavki k'shama le'kach v'kach inin mocholoch. That Rav is speaking about, if he tells him, the wine from this pardes I'm selling you, so then it's mutter. Because even though he's giving him a cheap price, there's a possibility that who knows what can happen. Nothing can come out. It could be getting a bug. It's mamish like mashizi chelveis mocholoch. This is the second teretz. Rav is speaking about, he told him, he's giving him, not that there's a tzad, that might be nothing micro. No. It's speaking about, he told him, I'm selling you 100 gallons of wine for $10. Get locha b'tchaktana. I have to tell you, 100 gallons of wine. Now he has to sell to 100 gallons of wine. So for $10, this is nira leinayim that he doesn't have the wine and he's meisel and he's giving him because he's giving him another month. Then we see klo. So, and there's no tzad, but mashizi chayuvis mochaloch is saying, whatever it's gonna be. If it won't be, and they won't be chayuvis, whatever, you're taking a gamble. That's kovus chakovla. But we heard later, when he said, kach vekach mochaloch, if you told them, I'm giving you X amount of gallons for this price, and it's taka also. That's what Rav is speaking about. Rav is speaking about, they said, kach vekach mochaloch, told them, I'm selling you 100 gallons of wine. Give me $10. I'll give you 100 gallons of wine in 6 months. And that's why it's awesome. Then it's like this case. Shmuel says there, it's mutter mishum tiyua. Because maybe it'll be mischaret. Now, what'll be so? Till now, Tosfos understood that there may be mischaret, there may be borot, kerach, whatever it is. Fafalochi shori shmur mishum tiyua shayayin yira v'lo yishva hadomim shenosa. That tiyua does not mean there won't be any wine. The kerem won't give out wine. He told him he's giving him 100 gallons of wine. But there's a possibility the wine might be an inferior wine. And that Rav didn't hold this as a cheshbon to make it korev lehefsid. And Shmuel said, could also make it korev lehefsid. For hochi, Bekari v'izi cholbeis da'osa. Here the Gemara says, kach v'kach is osa. Moide shmu, v'ashayach be'tiyua. That means shmu was only matter by yayin kach v'kach, because yayin, there is such a concept that there'll be yayin ra. So memela, that makes it, you'll get your 100 gallons, but you can get yayin ra. 100 gallons of yayin ra is not worth $5. So memela, that was the chiddush of Shmuel. So even though it's yoshchiach, not shchiach, but al kaponim, this atzad, you're giving $10, you might end up with less than $5. So memela, that's why it's muta according to Shmuel. Mashenke, mashiizi chilvais, and Bekari, which he says also, he's giving him 10 kari begamid, there is no such concept of ra. If you're gonna give him, the kach for kach, you don't have sour milk, it doesn't go like that. I mean, yayin, there's such a cheshbin of yayin ra, it grew, it's yayin ra. But by the milk, there's no such cheshbin. By the wool, there's no such cheshbon, so that's why kach v'kach is also. Uleika da amri nami dishori rove. Now we had an ika da amri that by kari it's called yeshloi. That means since he has small kari bnei zarte and memele karabu, so it's considered like I possess now the kari that have a length of a gamide, so you could be meisel kabei. Now, say bezoi. So what's the svar of Rav? Rav said that pardes is also. Now, if he has smadar and it's memele karabu, so why can he be meisel kabei? So Taisvah says, "Kiven liked Amri nami de shori rove, kiven de memele karabi osa filali bederav. V'avol gavdo osam nami memele karabu, ike lo ukmi da osam ayi pardesik shloyotza dain apriklal." There it's talking about that there was nothing yet in the pardes. That means, so if I have a peri, it could be minute, then so Rav in the second Loshen held that's called, I have everything already. Since it's Bekoyach, Memele Karabi, you don't have to do anything. It's Memele Karabi, so it's considered I have already the Fantike Peri, and I can be Meisel Gabe. So the case of Pardesa is speaking about that, not that there was Smodar, there was nothing yet, nothing came out. She didn't have anything yet, so therefore, so there, so there you can't be Moisel Gabe because he doesn't have it. Zok the Gemara weiter, a new case. Omar Abaye, Shori le leinish le meimale le chavre, Helech arbo zuzi achavite de chamre. Now, what is this? Let's see what Rashi says. Achavite de chamre sheyesh biyotcho. You have a barrel of wine. Itokfo, now, he's giving him dalad zuzim, and Mustama, he's gonna get, it's yeshlo, he has the wine there. Sheyesh biyotcho. But he's telling him a whole bunch of conditions. He's gonna give him the wine, Mustama, in 6 months, but that's irrelevant. He has the wine now. But he told them like this, itokfo, what if it's gonna become chaimitz? It's gonna become vinegar. Bishuscha, then you give me back the money. If it gets chaimetz, in 6 months it's chaimetz, bishuscha. Iyikra izilo, if lemaise, it's going to get more expensive, bishusi, so then it's mine. So I'm giving you money on a barrel of wine, and I'm making conditions. And the conditions are that if there'll be a hefsid of chaimitz, so that's, then you give me back the money. If it gets more expensive, or if it gets cheaper, it'll be worth 3 zuzim, Meshusi. So it's Mutter. So Abaye says it's Mutter. He can make such a deal. Omalei Rav Shrevye L'Abaye. So Rav Shrevye asked Abaye, Hai Korev L'Schar V'Rochek L'Hefsetu. So this is, this agreement that he's making with him, it's Dodim, that he'll be Maviach is more than the Tzodi Hefset. So Rashi says, Korev L'Schar, Im Yikro, if it can get more expensive, then it's mine. Rochik lehefsid, im tokva, if it gets sour, if it gets vinegar, lemikabel olay. So if you're giving yen the money, and the conditions that you are making comes out that there is not the tzodim of loss are minute, the tzodim of revach are Ashriach, so the din is that's called, that's Asi, not allowed to do such a thing. Im tokva, yeah, besanye bepirkin, korev leschar, verochek lehefsid, roshe. The shokol ribis, that's called he's taking ribis. The kivin deine mikabel olav achayis hamekach, since he's not being mikabel achayis hamekach, Nimtze she'ein zemecha. This is the biggest proof it's not a mecha. That means if it's going to become sour, your headache. So that, I mean, listen, if did you buy it, you didn't buy it. So the minute I tell you that if it's becoming chaymetz, it's not a mecha, it's only a mecha. So it's only a mecha. So mois avoy. So pshat is, so then it's mois avoy netzloy, o kreven hascha machmas ribesu. So this is called ribes. That was Rav Shrevi's kasha to Abai. Let us just stop over here with this kasha, with Rav Shrevi's kasha. Or maybe we'll end the Gemara. Amalei kivin de mekabel olav zule korev loze ulezehu. That means, but he said, since in zoil, in yoiker, he can lose the money, it can get cheaper, so that's called korev loze ulezehu. That means, so others say pshat, ochigasine, kivin de kabelei zule korev loze ulezehu. So that means like this. That's 100% true. It's not a true mekach. Because if the chayis of chaymetz is on the moicha, who is the loive, so that's proof it's not a real mekach. Because if it's a real mekach, so it's yours, so whatever happens, happens. If the chayis of chaymetz is on the moicha, so it's not a true mekach. They have to give me back the money. So vaystoys it's a halvo, but it's halvo derech mekach umemkar. That means like this: it's not a real mekach because if a real mekach, he has to whatever happens with it, he has to accept. It's not. It's a halvo derech mekach, and in that, so the kabbalas achayis of the chimutz makes it halvo. But since it's derech mekach, I'm selling you the wine, and in this mekach, it could get cheaper and it could get more expensive, so that's called korev l'schar and korev l'hefsed, so that's mutter. So it's derech mekach and korev l'schar and korev l'hefsed, even though when you saw the tzara mekach koma, it's alvo, but since it's derech mekach, and yoike v'zoil, it's called l'schar l'hefsid, that's why this is muta. Let us see Taisus. He talk for Bershusech. Teimo the Heichi Mairi. What is the case over here? The Ibishe Moshach, if it is speaking about, he made a Meshiche. He sold him a barrel of wine. And he was Meshach the wine. Meshach the wine. And then he said, but listen, I'm making conditions with you. commercial the wine. I bought the wine. But listen, if it becomes chaimetz, I'm giving you back the wine, and you give me back my money. Dibi shemoshach im kain afila omalei I tokva I zila birshusech. If he made a meshiche, and then he made a whole bunch of conditions. And you hear what the conditions are? He says, if it becomes sour, it's your headache. If it becomes cheap, your headache. V'yikri birshusi. And if it comes worth more, it's mine. So, havishori, shrei masne imoi. Shim yoike ye mekach kayim mi achshov vein havos etzloi. Vitok vo izile ye ya mekach botu via mois avoi. Viachzirem loi. Uma ribis yeshka. Toisvis is asking a moiridike kasha. The gather of ribis is there's a halvo and you're getting back more. I'm lending you the dach mekach meh, but there's a halvo and I'm getting back more. Here, I'm making like this. I'm saying like this. I made a mashiach on the wine. If the wine will become more expensive, so the I made a mashiach, and it's my wine. I bought it now, and then it's my wine. It got more expensive. Very good. So the ribbis, which you call ribbis, what am I getting? I'm getting it because of a halvo, or because I bought it. And the tzad that it becomes more expensive, the yoike belongs to me. You know why the yoike belongs to me? Because I bought it. I made a kinyan on it. I gave you four zuz on it. I made a meshiche. It's mine. And now it became worth 10 zuzim. Gvaldik. So it's mine. So you're not giving me the yoike. The yoike is because I bought it. Now, I just made some other conditions. I said that if it's going to become cheap, then I'm not buying it. Then I'm not buying it. So the $4 I gave you is a halvo, and you owe me back $4. If it's going to become chaimetz, I'm not buying it. So I'm giving you a halvo of $4. You're giving me back $4. But Tosfos Amor D'Kakasha. If there's revach, it's not because you're giving me revach. Then there was a mekach emka. And the tzad that there's going to be hefzid, so I made a tnai. It's not, I made a tnai. That if there's going to be any hefzid whatsoever, so then the mois is not the main mekach. I don't want to be kind of with the meshiche. I'm lending you $4. You have to give me $4. So, where is there ribbis over here? He's getting a gewaltig deal with all these conditions. But there's no halvo with ribbis. That means if he gains, it's because he bought it. If he loses, he didn't buy it. On that side, he didn't buy it. I'm lending you money, so you have to give me back money. But there's no, the Taisis doesn't, Taisis is asking, a moiridike kasha. I says, that is no ribbis whatsoever. Now we'll skip over the second kasha, because after we see the teretz, and we're able to understand the second kasha. V'yesh loima, that's when the lines get white. The la'olam ayrik shemoshach. No, he made a meshiche. He made a meshiche. Vafilo hochi osa. He omay zila b'shusach. The korev, the choshev korev l'scha v'rochik l'hefzit. Kid omay l'kamon gabay iski da osa. Afal gam sheyocha lahasne shim yovay hefzit b'iski. Yiu kol ha-mois alvo. Vim yovay revach. Yikula pekod. Alavada kiven da chayis a hefsed ala mekabel lemahani afilu b'tnai lachshivam pekod. Now let's just say what Taisus is answering. Taisus is saying like this, you're right. according to the letter of the law, you're 100% right. This, on the tzad, there's halvo. There's halvo. I'm not getting anything. On the tzad, there won't be a hefsed. There was a mekach hamemka. And we made all tenoim that were, we made it. Minat Torah, it's mutter, no shaila about it. And Tosfos gives another marshal of an iske. I give a person $100 to invest, but I make a deal with him. The deal is as follows. Here's $100. If your investment tarnished, you're going to lose the money, so then I'm lending it to you. I lend you $100, you give me back the $100. Finished. If you get profits from it, then I'm not lending it to you. I'm giving you a pekoton, and it's my money. You invested my money, and the rebochim belong to me. Meika adin it's mutter. There's no problem. This is mamish. This is the way the lawyer wrote the contract is gewaldic. It's no. If there'll be hefsedim, it's halvo. Finished. If there's the bira vochim, I never lent you the money. It's my money, and you're investing my money, and I get all the profits. Chazal asa this, because, noch alamaisis, it looks like that, there's a tzad albo, there's a tzad revach. Yeah, if it's the revach, it's an albo. Good. With the rabbonon, they asa it. So that means this is a Issa Ribis Darabonam, even though Meikar Adin